Talk about the idea that fillings take pass down to be possible with kistin, but that's only if it's a sweet filling. If it's a filling which is something which is referred to as savory, it would be fish, meat, cheese, etc. So then it still remains a motzi. However, the Mishabura says if it's small ones, which it's clear from the way that they're made and the way they're used, that they're eaten as a snack, they would also have this halacha being a mazonos. So something like franks and blanks, something of that sort, would have a bracha mazonos, not of a motzi. Small knishes or small pizza bites or something of that sort would be downgraded from a hamotzi to mazonos because they are clearly used more as a snack than they're used as a meal. Again, if a person would then be kavei a suda, need a large amount of them, he takes a plate of many of the franks and blanks, he would have to wash, say, a hamotzi and bench. We spoke about cooked dough. We spoke about the regards to yeast donuts, which are deep fried. That's considered cooked. And preferably, that should only be eaten during the meal if you're going to have a large amount of them. This would be relevant for krepluch as well. Krepluch are understood to have tzuras pas, the way they're made. Bagels, we pointed out, even though they're cooked, they're baked afterwards, and they're not cooked enough to have become fully edible, and therefore they are a hamotzi. We spoke about cooked bread. We just spoke about this, French toast, matzah rye, that if it's if the pieces are kazayas, they remain hamotzi, even though they're going to be cooked. If they are less than a kazayas and they're deep fried, so then they're going to lose their status of hamotzi. If they're not deep fried, but they're pan fried with enough oil to get the flavor of the oil, so then they're going to be a safik what their status is, and a person should preferably only eat those during tachasuda. We pointed out pancakes are a form of the, even though they're fried with enough, if they're less than deep fried, which would look strange, but if they are fried with just enough that they shouldn't burn, or that they should have the flavor of oil, so we consider them like pasma bakistan, that will mean that they get a status of, if you eat a large amount of them, you would have to say hamotzi. We spoke about mazonos rolls and bread. We said there's no such thing. That's a misnomer. The correct bracha on them is hamotzi, and there are shittos like that, but we don't. I don't think that's correct. We pointed out that pasta is a totally different ballgame. Pasta is not pasma bakistan. Pasta is mazonos. It's like eating a large amount of oatmeal. A large amount of pasta is the same thing. As much as you eat, you're not going to have to worry about washing and hamotzi and benching. It's a mazonos. We spoke about eating apple pie or tart at the end of the meal. You would make a mazonos on it during the end of the meal. However, other types of pasma bakistan, a person eats at the end of the meal, a person would not make a bracha of mazonos on beforehand. We spoke about kriya suda. So kriya suda, we looked at the amount that a person's eating. A person eating the amount, which would be a normal meal, that a person would make a meal out of bread. He would, just bread alone, he would eat that amount of mazonos. He would have to wash, say, motzi and bench. If a person ate the amount of bread that he would eat with other foods, and he's eating with other foods, so then, again, he has to wash, say, a motzi and bench, because he's using his bread similar to the way he would, his cake, the way he would use it as bread. And then we said, if a person eats that amounts of cake that a person would eat together with bread, say that wrong. I mean, that amount of cake that he would be eating, that amount of bread with other foods, if he'd eat that amount of cake for the purpose of a meal, that he also has to wash, bench, and say hamotzi. Okay, so basically we ran through very quickly some of the points you've touched on. Tomorrow we're going to start Hilchos Chanukah. Have a good morning.